Niech się pani nie sugeruje tym, co oni mówią.
No właśnie,
niech
mówię,
pani wierzy w
Boga. Against all odds, anxious relatives had been hoping that at least some miners survived Tuesday's explosion at the Halemba coal mine in Ruda Slaška. That woman has three children, another woman cried. Some people, burning candles, prayed at a shrine of Saint Barbara, the patron saint of miners, near the blast site, but their hopes faded away when rescue workers recovered the remains of the last missing man of a group of 23 miners who had been trapped about 1 kilometer underground. Officials said the miners, aged between 21 and 59, were attempting to retrieve equipment from an area that was closed in March because of dangerously high gas concentrations. On Wednesday, search operations were suspended when rescue teams also noticed high concentrations of gas, which they feared could trigger another explosion. Poland's Prime Minister Jarosław Kaczyński arrived at the mine and declared a period of national mourning. In comments aired on Polish radio, he promised an official inquiry into the accident.
There will be a thorough investigation conducted to establish the direct reasons leading to the situation. Already during my short discussion, several hypotheses have been drawn. However, we have to bear in mind that it remains highly probable the developments had been triggered by natural forces.
The nearly 50-year-old Halemba mine, located in the heart of the Silesia industrial region, is one of the oldest in Poland and it has a record of serious accidents. Labor unions say safety standards have fallen in recent years because the mainly state-run mines have been strapped for investment since the collapse of communism in 1989. Tuesday's accident was the deadliest in decades and brought the number of deaths in Polish mine accidents this year to 46, up from 21 in 2005. Polish mines employ more people than any other industry in the country, and last year thousands of miners marched in protests against planned job cuts. The latest mining accident hit an already depressed region that witnessed another tragedy this year when just 10 kilometers away a Polish exhibition hall collapsed. That accident killed 65 people and injured more than 160. Stefan Bos for VOA News, Budapest.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com